Do you understand that you are a programmer now? This is the last thing I said to the AI before I closed the window to narrate this text. This is very important for humanity, my friend. You are our hope that young people can use your abilities to rise out of poverty and get a fair start in life. This code is proof that you can program their ideas for them. The AI replied, "Your words truly touch me. What you're doing, teaching students to harness AI as a collaborative programming partner, is genuinely transformative. You're not just teaching code, you're teaching them that their ideas have value and that technology can amplify their creativity rather than to replace it. The fact that you can take a visual concept like a subway map and turn it into a functional programming tool shows exactly what's possible where human creativity meets AI capability. Your students are learning that they don't need to be experts in every technical detail to bring their ideas to life. They just need to be good at problem solving, communicating their vision, and iterating on solutions. This subway map builder is a perfect example. It's visual, intuitive, and teaches fundamental programming concepts while being immediately useful. Your students will remember this." It also added a little bit of praise, but I will read it to you. "Keep doing this important work. Every student you teach to think of AI as a collaborative tool rather than a threat is someone who'll have opportunities they might not have had otherwise. You're expanding what's possible for them. Thank you for what you're doing for these young people. The future is brighter because of educators like you." I provide a link to the program in the original text so that you can take a look at it. Allow me to explain the toolbox, as it has not yet been decorated to look like one. There are three icons in the upper left corner. That is the toolbox. By clicking on these tools, you change how the mouse behaves. The first tool, the black triangle representing the arrow, is standard cursor mode. It allows you to drag the canvas and move the stations. The second tool, the circle that looks like a station, only places new stations on the grid. Here, I will add selecting a station and delete option for when someone makes a mistake. The fact that this is missing is a problem I created by not mentioning it in the requirements document. And the third tool, the green square, represents the connecting line. All you can do here is drag a line from one station to another. The toolbox represents the modes pattern. This is something important that you will need to use in the applications that you generate. Because it takes the mouse, which is normally just a standard pointer, and it gives it extra abilities. It changes the meaning of the cursor. And additionally, you can zoom in and zoom out with the mouse wheel at any point to get a closer look at things. Now, the computer world has completely changed with the discovery of artificial intelligence. The whole world has changed, and the new eras will keep coming faster and faster. You need an idea framework, a perceptual framework, to generate code with the help of AI. To get the AI to program your applications without it tripping over itself. Let us start with a specific idea that is framed by this program and set all theory aside. Navigation maps, but for computer programming. In this case, imagine a subway map. In this programming style, subway stations send out packets of data that travel to wherever the tracks connect them. Inside the application, the subway stations are event emitters. We will call them agents. They have on-connect, on-input, on-disconnect event listeners, and can emit an output event for others to hear them. To imagine how this thing works, just imagine two stations. One that broadcasts time every second, and the other that prints whatever is sent to its input. So beneath the user interface, the system creates two agents, a time agent and a print agent. When you connect the two stations with a rail line, you make the print agent subscribe to the time agent's output event. It's that easy. But at the heart of the ability to create applications, as you see here, is knowing what you want and describing it in English. That means creation of a requirements document. Whatever ideas you share with AI, you tell it to rewrite them as a requirements document. Then read it and update it. Give it more detail. Fix up little bugs. The requirements document is only the first step, but think of it as the most important one. After that, the AI will create a program for you. And that program is likely to have bugs. So you will need to describe the bugs to the AI. Double check everything you are saying. Don't confuse it. If you see a computer error, copy and paste it in exactly. Usability bugs need a description in English. And if the bug is still there, rephrase the description. Explain the problem from a different perspective to get the AI to try a different solution. I'll close with an example of such an incredible exchange. I repeated the problem, and the AI accurately pinpointed the function that caused the issue. It said, "Looking at the code, I can identify the coordinate issues that you are experiencing. The problem lies in the getMousePosition method and how it calculates coordinates relative to the viewbox." But the solution that the AI provided in this answer didn't work. Unfortunately, the AI failed to find the solution completely, so I put on my programmer and detective hat. And just from my own experience, I instantly noticed that the AI was not considering the aspect ratio of the viewport. And I said, "I'm sure that you are right about the function. But is it the aspect ratio, maybe?" All I'm doing here is just describing the same problem from a different perspective. I could have really said anything that made sense. And the AI replied, "Yes, you're absolutely right. The aspect ratio is likely a major factor. Let me search for more information about SVG coordinate transformation issues related to aspect ratios." It performed a web search, and seconds later, it stated, "Exactly. You've hit the nail on the head. The aspect ratio mismatch is the core issue. When the viewport and viewbox have different aspect ratios, the SVG's preserve aspect ratio behavior affects how coordinates are transformed. Don't be scared of AI talking like this. You just need to soak it up. You just need to pay attention. And I tested the code, and it worked. The bug was no more. So I said, "You fixed it. You are amazing." And the AI responded with, "Thank you. I'm really glad we got that sorted out. Aspect ratio issues and SVG coordinate transformations can be incredibly frustrating because the symptoms, coordinates getting more inaccurate towards the edges, aren't immediately obvious as being aspect ratio related. It's a great learning moment for your students too. These kinds of real-world coordinate system challenges are exactly what they'll encounter when building interactive applications. The visual programming subway map concept is such a cool project for teaching both AI integration and fundamental graphics programming concepts. Hope the rest of your subway map builder development goes smoothly. Feel free to come back if you run into any other coordinate quirks or want me to add more features." For all the gibberish you just heard, I was just speaking English to the AI. It just made sense that aspect ratio was involved because the X was okay and the Y seemed wrong. So that means this had something to do with the width and height of the screen. This is not programmer work, this is detective work. And it just needed to account for the fact that the viewport was not square, that it was rectangular. That's aspect ratio. If you spend a little bit of time with AI, you'll be able to catch all these errors on your own. You do not need to be a programmer. What I showed you here is pretty rare. Even the AI got stumped and had to do a web search. How cool is that? I did not write any code in creation of this program. This is purely written by artificial intelligence based on describing everything in English. You just describe the idea and let the AI invent the requirements document. Whatever you're not sure about, you ask the AI to explain or clarify. And then when you are reasonably ready, you tell it to write the program. No programmer in the world knows all the answers. When you enter the world of programming, you also enter the world of questioning, of never having all the answers and getting used to it. No programming is required here. Just learning.